I go to stone carving festivals myself. I do a bit of stone carving, and I drive a pickup. So wherever I go, I'll bring stone back from Donegal. The stone from Donegal is perfect for carving. It carves really clear. I was in Brittany 3 weeks ago with my two daughters on a holiday, and I brought granite back from Brittany in a pickup, 9 foot lengths of granite from a tiny little quarry in Brittany for a project that I'm involved in at the minute. So for me then to be sourcing my stone like that, and where I've totally changed tact with how I'm working these days. I work now as a teacher, and I work for different charities and different probation projects in around the city, and I design gardens and implement the building of them with people maybe with injuries or people with a background of addiction or people from and everything in between. So I'm involved in 3 or 4 different projects at the moment, and I'm after being given funding to build a meditation garden with an organisation with people with acquired brain injuries. So them injuries could be assault victims, car crash, IEDs. So that's my main, that's where I work these days, not really the stonework. I only do the stonework if I'm asked to. So I bring back these stones from Brittany, and they'll be the centrepiece for the meditation garden. And because there's a history to the stone, so when people say, where does the stone come from, I brought them, it gets people engaged straight away. It gives the stone a story, if you understand, instead of the stone just saying, oh yeah, we got it, you know, from whatever out the road. They're going, oh, you brought that from, you know, I had that in mind going over there. I was meant to be on the Aran Islands doing the stone carving festival, but this opportunity came up just to go on the holiday instead. So I was missing the crack and the people that I would get on with above in the Aran Islands. So I said, what can I do? And I needed some stones for kind of a couple of remembrance stones, and I couldn't. So the best thing to do was I went to a museum in Brittany, and Brittany would be in Quimper, I think is the name of the town. And Quimper would have a great, because it's pure Brittany, and they'd have a great knowledge of their own. I can't find the words now, but they'd be very aware of their history with stone and stone carving. And I went to a museum with my two daughters, and we were walking around, and I saw this lovely stone that was from the area, you know. And I asked the woman in the receptionist, where does that stone come from? And she said she hadn't a clue. But while I was still looking inside in the museum at the rest of it, she said she'd have a look. And lo and behold, when I was leaving, she called me over and she gave me a little piece of paper for a quarry. So the next day I got the pickup and just headed for the hills on my own. And I didn't know, was I going to find a monster quarry that just, again, sold stone for making concrete, or what I was going to find. But after, she actually by accident put the wrong town on, but I just kept asking people. And actually, after about 3 hours, I realised I was enjoying this adventure, you know. And what was even better, when I finally did find the quarry, there was 3 men in there. They were making Celtic crosses. And they had big, massive granite quarry, just the 3 of them. And they were fantastic, each one of every one of them. Their English wasn't great and my French wasn't great, but I managed to explain to them that I'm looking for stones. They said, there's the stones. They gave me a ridiculously reasonable price. I took a ton of stone back with me, but mainly for this meditation garden. And the person that this stone that I brought back is going to be carved. The person that will be carving it has a brain injury, okay? 6 months ago, he done his first ever carving with me. It was for a member of his family, and it was very simple. We'd use the Dremel tool. The Dremel tool is a little, it's like a little drill, and it just scribes in whatever you want to write on the stone.
I'm not familiar with that. Is that electric?
It's electric, yeah. Yeah. Because a lot of people with brain injuries, they only have use of one side. They mightn't have the use of their both hands. So we'll never let that become a problem. If they'll use the Dremel, or we can work, there's plenty of ways we can use a chisel or whatever. So when we first muted the idea that this chap 6 months ago would do a bit of stone carving for a member of his family, he was there, I can't, how would I do it? But we stuck with it. And at the end of it, he had this beautiful carving. So 3 weeks ago, when I got back from France, it took 8 of us to carry off this lump of granite, okay? And this chap said to me, Tommy, what's happening with the stone? I said, that's your next carving. And he didn't show one bit of fear or that he wouldn't be able to do it. And for me then to see that progression in only 6 months, where he was afraid to use a little hand tool before, to I'm delivering a 9-foot stone to him now. And I said, well, are we? We'll carve that now for the next 6 months. We have 6 months to tip away on that. And so for me, that progression is fantastic. All with the medium of stone. You know, so that's the kind of stuff I'm involved in these days.